That's right, everybody. You're checking out Percussion Lab Radio live on radio23.org. That was RJ on the mix for a little while with a nice diverse blend. Right now, though, we got Ezekiel Honig in the house. Got a little interview going on. In the background, you can hear his latest release, Surfaces of a Broken Marching Band. This one's A Brief Visual Pattern. Zeke, man, how's it going?
Pretty good. Hey, Praveen. Thanks for having me here. Check out your pad for the first time.
Cool, man. It was a real pleasure to have you here tonight.
Thanks. No, thanks for having me.
So what you been up to, man? I mean, what I really want to know right now is Anticipate Records. How the hell did this masterpiece begin? Tell me a little bit about that.
Wow, thanks for the descriptor. Well, I guess the real origin in my head began in 2003 when I finished my first album and, you know, sent out some demos and got enough positive feedback to feel like I wasn't just insane and that maybe I should keep doing this, but no real bites. So I said, hey, why don't I just start my own label and put this out myself if no one is thinking that it fits perfectly with what they're doing.
Yeah, because so, even those first releases, those were self-released, right?
Yeah, I mean, my very first release, Technology is Lonely, was completely self-released, and I put it on Anticipate. Sorry for all the P's.
Gotta get a pop shield on that bad boy.
But that's, you know, I already had this idea for a label, and that was its name, and some of the concepts behind it. So when I released the album myself, I said, okay, so this is the beginning of Anticipate, and then I got sidetracked a little bit by starting Microcosm, and then I guess transitioned out and wanted to come back to the origins and a different brand than Microcosm and do a slightly different thing.
No shit. So I had no idea that you actually had Anticipate on the back burner all this time.
I mean, it was very much on the back burner. It was.
But it was always some vision that you had in the far off future.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah. I think when I came back to it and sort of, I mean, I still think of like Anticipate number one officially is Mark Templeton's Standing on a Hummingbird.
Yes, a fine release.
And I still in a way think of that as the beginning of the label because I was coming back to embracing the ideas that I wanted to put out there in a more, you know, way that was going to last.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know, Mark Templeton's the featured set right now on Percussion Lab, so...
Yes,
you know,
it is.
It's quite a surprise when he put that one up. Yeah. He randomly sent me a message. He's like, hey, I just uploaded my first set to Percussion. I was like, why did you do that? Give it to me, yeah, man. We'll make that motherfucker a feature.
Yeah, he told me he put it up there, and I was like, dude, why don't you, like, tell Praveen? Maybe I'll give you a little more attention. It's awesome.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Well, that's cool. What's up next on the Anticipate plate?
Well, the last release was a Climac album, Movies is Magic, which is getting a really great response. It came out in October, and we're doing a vinyl version, which is some of the same tracks, but a bunch different versions, extended versions, a couple of vocal tracks on there, and of course it's going to be on vinyl, which is just inherently different. So it's like the Movies is Magic extended version.
Yeah.
If you have heard the CD or the MP3 version, it is a different album.
Right.
There's enough. Yeah, there's a lot of difference besides the fact that it's on vinyl, which is, you know, it's a different universe.
Yeah. Nice sound.
But actually, if I can self-plug, mm-hmm, I actually just put a double live set on the Anticipate site. That's just a limited 50 hand-packaged copies that I worked on. And the files are up there as well. You can just download it. But it's 50 copies.
Yeah, actually, I just saw that pop up. And, you know, having witnessed the majority of your performances in New York and even abroad over at Mutech and places like that, is definitely something you guys don't want to sleep on. What performances exactly are on this live release?
It was two shows from Europe. I was there for a couple weeks in November. And it was the first night I was there, which I was super jet lagged, so yeah. I'm happy that it came out okay.
Yeah.
In Carpi, Italy. Mm-hmm. Me and Morgan Packard both played out there. And then 8 days later, I played at the Plateau Festival in Toruń, Poland.
Right.
Which I played with Josh, but you can't hear the visuals.
No, you can't.
Sure, we're amazing.
When are you going to do another DVD release or another anticipate DVD release with yourself? I mean, Morgan and Josh's collaboration is amazing. But I mean, you and Josh always gel just as well.
It's funny you bring it up. A couple days ago, me and Josh were mentioning exactly that idea, which...
I think it's about time.
It's something that's like in the back of our heads. I don't know when exactly it's coming together, but he's been working on putting a DVD together of like a bunch of different things with different musicians. But we mentioned the idea of just doing one collaborative DVD together. That would just be us. Ooh. So we'll see. I mean, maybe. There actually is a DVD release coming out after the Klimek vinyl is a new Morgan Packard album. Which is amazing.
Oh, no shit. A new Morgan Packard.
That's right.
That man is busy. He's a busy man.
He's been working on it for a while.
Is there any sax on that one? His last performance over at Devotion Gallery just blew my mind when you pulled that thing out.
Not sax in the same way. It's a little more hidden.
Yeah.
But there's sax on there.
Nice.
And after his album is Jason Corder, Off the Sky, is doing an album with a DVD. So it's actually videos for each song from the album. Mm-hmm. But they're really like, just really awesome short films almost.
Oh, nice.
So there is a DVD release coming, yeah.
Awesome.
It'll be like late spring, I guess.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, that sounds tasty. What about you in an album, though? You got one in the works?
I'm working on one. It's slow. It's slow.
The music's slow or the progress is slow?
Both. I have 3 songs pretty much done.
Yeah.
But I've just... been working on different things, and so it's...
How long does it even take you to finish a track? I've always been curious about that, because there's so many fine, minute details in these pieces.
Thanks. It depends. It totally depends. I'm working on something for a while, because I usually don't just have the luxury of time to spend, like, whole days.
Right.
Let's say 3 days in a row, 8 hours a day working on something.
Yeah.
So it's...
I feel
it's
you.
Often... But, I mean, I think that can be a blessing, though.
Mm-hmm.
I often will start with just the germ of an idea, and I try something and go in one direction that doesn't work out, and then backtrack and take pieces of that direction, and it goes in a new direction. And then, so that, that, like, trial and error process can take a while. It can, very, very occasionally it comes together quick, and then the rest is just fine-tuning and mixing it, but... Usually it's a process of working at something, stepping away from it for a while, coming back to it. But then you could also juggle like 3 things at the same time.
Right.
But
cool.
I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping to finish by the, end of this year, beginning of the winter maybe.
I hope so. I want to hear this shit.
because I'm working on it for a while, then elements will pop up in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Is it going? Are you trying to take it in a different direction, or any new inspiration you're finding?
I want to pick up where I left off.
Right.
That's sort of what it ends up being like. I'm trying to always be on a continuum, but move forward or move somewhere from my previous work.
Sure.
I want to pick up from where this album left off, but then go in just continue to incorporate more instruments. Mm-hmm. Or a greater variety of instruments, but without necessarily, but obscuring them a lot.
Right.
Wherever the inspiration comes from, I guess. But.
Yeah. No, oh, that's cool. I'm looking forward to it then, because I hear so many acoustic found sound recordings and instrument recordings. They're always so subdued in the mix. I'd be interested to hear what it sounds like, with that stuff a little more in the front.
I don't know how friends it'll be.
Well, it's Zico Honig music, Its subtlety is definitely the forte here.
I guess. I don't know, man. I mean, film is probably like the most inspiring thing to me.
Yeah. Do you ever turn a film on or something while you're producing? Or
No, definitely not.
No.
Yeah. I keep things as quiet as possible.
So what's up with this Unsound Festival? You've got some panel that you're speaking on, right?
Yeah, I'm stoked that Matt asked me to be on this panel with Sebastian and Vladislav.
What is the whole panel about?
The way it was presented to me was it's about trying to find a way, like how do you create original sounds in electronic music and the balance between, you know, the whole man versus machine thing.
Like, right.
Are you controlling the technology or is it controlling you?
Right.
To what extent is your working process defined by the tools you use?
Right, right, right.
I mean, so it's interesting, and I think that everyone on there has a different process from what I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know more about what Sebastian's process is because I've put out music by him and we've talked about stuff.
But, right.
I've never met Vladislav Delay and the other guy on the panel.
Yeah, I mean, that, I'm interested in that discussion. It's always an interesting discussion. I think it's... can easily devolve, but I mean, at the essence of it...
I mean, I'm hoping that somebody throws a chair at some point.
It might be me if I'm there.
Well, you should. I know, I think that it should be really good. It's just a good, open-ended, like, completely endless conversation.
Right, right, right.
Because everyone has their own thing, and it goes both ways, because I think that the tools you use do define you, but you're defining how you define yourself by choosing those tools.
Right, right. Yeah, if you're aware of the restrictions or the way that those tools might manipulate your process, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the possibilities that come out of restrictions
and
I mean, I think there's a lot to be said for how people utilize what they choose to use because people tend to use them differently.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I use Logic to do my final actual production, and I'm positive there's stuff you could do in Logic that I don't know how to do.
Oh yeah, you know, it's funny you bring that up, because sometimes I'll hear a track by someone, and you know, it'll be someone who, you know, maybe they haven't been producing for too long, or been making music too long at all in any form, and you know, I'll hear something and I'll be like, what the fuck is that? That sound right there, like, that is amazing. And they'll be like, I turned on, you know, X and X default plugin, and just, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Right.
So I turned the knobs in the way I wanted to, and it made this sound. And I'm right. Like, wait, that can even make that sound?
Exactly.
So I think there's a lot of power in not even knowing the tools you're using. I mean, I think you can get really trapped yourself almost at doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm really not that much of a technophile.
Right.
Like, in terms of the machines, not the music. It's so easy with this. It's not like playing guitar and getting bogged down and trying to play your favorite Zeppelin song over and over again. It's like there's an endless array of tools to use, and not making a decision is worse than making the wrong decision.
Good point.
There is no wrong decision, really. It's how you use it.
Yeah, yeah, no, totally, totally. Well, if you guys listening out there want to hear more, definitely be sure to check out Zeke's panel discussion coming up at Unsound Festival. What's the date that you're speaking?
It's Sunday, February 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And the next night, you should check out the Anticipate night.
Yes.
On Monday, February 8th at Littlefield at 8 p.m.
Definitely. And if any of you don't know what Unsound even is, it's these guys from Poland who've been doing this amazing festival. Their lineups are always really exciting. And of course, you know, over here in New York, it's a little bit of a problem to get over there. So they're bringing their festival over here to New York.
I heard they have a ferry now that goes straight to Krakow.
Yeah. It's the 34th Street to Krakow Ferry. It's really handy.
But anyway, they're bringing the festival over to New York this year, and they got a couple weeks lined up of amazing, amazing talent. Tell us more about the Anticipate show. Who's performing this time?
It's on Monday, February 8th. It's Alexander Killeen, Sasha. Mm-hmm.
Right.
If you're a New Yorker or his friend.
Yeah.
One half of Alcorex doing solo material that's very different than Alcorex stuff.
No way. I didn't have any idea he was performing at that.
Oh yeah. So him, Sawako, myself, and Born is doing an opening DJ set. And Joshua Odd is doing visuals all night long. So
awesome.
Coming blissed out with Super Draw.
Definitely looking forward to that. And the rest of the festival too, that whole festival sounds like it's gonna be a ton of fun.
It's gonna be really good.
Yeah. Other than that, though, I mean, you got any upcoming performances coming up? Maybe this year, any festivals other than Unsound, anything like that?
Nothing lined up. I'm going to Philly on the 29th of this month with Thomas Hildebrand.
Oh, nice.
Yep, that's right.
Fantastic. And what's he performing under?
Tell me. He performs under his full name, Thomas Hildebrand.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And then after that, on Sound Night, on the 8th of February, mm-hmm. and
yep.
that's it. That's all that's lined up right now.
Well, maybe right now, but I'm sure by springtime you'll have like 10 other gigs. Well, all around the globe.
Are you booking me 10 times? I'm going to come back here 10 weeks in a row.
Okay, if you count Percussion Lab Radio gig, then yes, we've got plenty of weeks. You're always welcome, Zeke. Always welcome.
Thanks.
All right, so now the obligatory weekly question. What are you listening to right now? I'm always curious what anyone who I'm interviewing has on their iPod, iPhone. I don't care how embarrassing it might be. I want to know what you're listening to when you're on the subways, when you're doing your commute, when you're sitting at home and not working on your own stuff.
I always find this to be such a difficult question because I tend to not listen to music as much as I want to.
Right, right.
So, you know, sometimes I'll start listening to something new and think this is good, but I just mm-hmm. it's like too much for me right now. I want to like just listen to the sound outside or just concentrate on what I'm doing. And then I'll think I need to listen to music more often because that's really great. It makes me feel good.
I actually have a special respect for, I mean, I heard the same thing. Maybe it's just people on Anticipate. I don't know. Sawako was telling me the same thing. She doesn't even listen to headphones when she's, you know, commuting or whatever.
I really don't.
Yeah, this amazes me. Who's lived, I think, maybe, you know, 60% of my life with headphones on at this point. I'm always like, I try to. I'll be taking the subway and I'll just be, you know, okay, I'm not going to listen to music right now on my headphones. I'm just going to listen to the annoying drilling sounds of the subway drilling into my skull and making me hate my commute. Okay, I'm putting my headphones back on. You know?
Yeah, no, I totally get it. I mean, yeah. Sometimes I do, but it's rare. I usually end up just reading or you know, reading the same ad on the train 100 times. but usually reading like a book or something.
Right.
What have I listened to recently? I just picked up the last two Do Make Say Think albums.
Right.
Which
cool.
are awesome.
Yeah, those are good ones.
I love them. I got the new Broadcast album, which I liked what I heard, but I still haven't made my way through it because...
Yeah, I mean, that one, I just kind of wanted to hear like older Broadcast, honestly, and it's a little... This is like they're out there. Psychedelic album.
It's really like they're owning that. Yes, I know you want to say we're from the 60s, so fine.
Yeah, but exactly.
I mean, I really liked what I heard. I just, for whatever reason, I haven't made my way through the whole thing yet.
Right.
I'm sure I'm forgetting something else.
Well, other than what you're listening to, you got anything else on your mind? Anything you want to shout out before we go and let you perform?
Just a big up to everyone who's listening and to my homegirl, Andrea. Who might not be listening.
I'm sure she's out there.
Stay tuned and check out Anticipate and go pick up my new Double Live release because there's not a lot of them.
Hell yeah. Second that here.
And thanks to you guys, RJ, for playing awesome shit. I told you I was going to curse. Awesome
fuck!
Shit.
You only got one curse in, though. Anyway, everybody out there, stay locked. Up next, Zeke Honig live.